Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 295.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 295. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your support. This is an amazing, really fun episode. I had the wheels churning for this one for a little bit, and I really wanted to help some of the beginners out. I didn't want to leave out the beginners, and I was having a conversation with a couple of students recently, a couple of Jazz Piano School members, and they were talking to me about the way the podcast had evolved. And when I first started the podcast, it was like all beginner info. And if you really work from the very beginning, if you're a beginner, you can learn so much. I mean, you don't have to sign up for our membership at all, really, to learn so much about jazz, a lot of different things and tools and skill sets you need. Start from the very beginning of the podcast. Granted, my education and the technology and stuff like that, it was a little makeshift back in the day, right? About 10 years ago, I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just kind of putting this information out there, but it's still great. It's great education, and the fundamentals, the education is there. It's just the tech that's a little behind when I first started the business, right? But I really wanted to get into beginner education that can quickly enhance and move a beginner into an intermediate sound, especially for solo piano, like solo piano jazz performance. And these six tips that I'm going to give you are really what I've found to be the best and most influential six tips, methods, and strategies that will drastically improve your playing and enhance your sound so that you sound less like a beginner and more like a pro in, like, again, 5 to 10 minutes. If you implement these steps and you work on them, your playing is going to change overnight. And I'm all about quick results. I'm about systematic strategies that students can implement easily and quickly and have their sound enhanced to sound better, right? Because that's what we all want. We want to not sound like, doo-doo, okay? This is a kids-friendly show, so I'm going to watch my P's and Q's, but we want our playing to sound better, and we're always on a pursuit to make that happen, and I promise you that these six tips, when you implement these, and if you can kind of ingrain them in your head, because once they are in your head, like, my playing doesn't really revert back to the way it used to be. Like, I am always doing these six tips. They're fundamental bedrock stones. I don't know if that's right, but fundamental cornerstones to advanced playing. And these are always happening in my playing all the time. I'm always utilizing these tips to this day. And without them, again, you do not get a pro sound. You will always sound like a beginner if you are consistently going against these tips. So I would highly encourage you to listen closely, take them in, work on them, implement them. And the information in these podcasts, the education that I put out, it's not to pick up fans. I mean, it's not to, like, just, tease you guys. Like, I'm giving cutting edge information here. This stuff is legit, like the cutting edge stuff you need. Now, you're not getting all the materials, you're not getting feedback, you're not getting more in-depth looks at things, obviously, because it's just a podcast, but that's what Jazz Piano School is for. If you want more of that, that's what the membership is for. But as far as the education goes at its core, this is the best of the best, right? It's not just a teaser. Anyway, if you are a beginner, you do want some more insight, information, education, and enlightenment into my philosophies, my system, and more importantly, other and more in-depth quick hacks like this, go to jazzpianoschool.com/system. jazzpianoschool.com/system. This is going to be a free masterclass that I created that's going to teach you my best solo piano hacks and strategies, improv, and voicings. Now, again, just like this episode, that free masterclass where I'm teaching you on the spot, it is a pre-recorded masterclass, but I'm going to be teaching you. You see the piano. I'll teach you my best 6 hacks for solo piano, improv, and voicings that everyone needs to know. Just like this podcast episode, in that masterclass, you're getting more in-depth hacks and strategies into cornerstones and foundational elements that you need, you absolutely need and must be using all the time to get better as a jazz pianist and sound better. I also go over a couple fun things like why 99% of students are failing at jazz piano, and a lot of other cool tips and strategies about just learning jazz, teaching yourself about the process of jazz education, my personal philosophies and system that I use inside of Jazz Piano School and have used to help lots and lots of students in the past and currently helping right now, and even myself too, to get better. So jazzpianoschool.com/system if you want to register for that free masterclass. It's really great, very informative. I highly recommend you check it out. But yeah, this is going to be a great podcast episode. I don't really have many news and updates still. I believe I've kind of decided I'm about doing a free kind of like open masterclass clinic kind of Q&A thing for the public for the 300th episode. So I will give you all a date for that as soon as possible. I'd love the members to jump on. I'd love the non-members to jump on. If you're a non-member, maybe you'd like to become a member. After this masterclass or during it, you can get some experience with me. You can kind of get some interaction with me. You can see how I teach. You can kind of just, you know, get some engagement and understand what Jazz Piano School is all about. I understand it's hard in this day and age to get a feeling for businesses, and you know, so many businesses are coming at people with different angles and, you know, salesy stuff, right? I get that. I'm a consumer as well, right? I get emails and I buy things too. So I'm always looking to give people an opportunity to really understand my passion, my depth, my love for education, my love for helping you all. It's been about 10 years since I started this business and I have no plans on quitting. I'm going to continue this for the rest of my life. I absolutely love jazz. I love music, and it's really, really amazing. Sterling Koza, one of the Jazz Piano School staff members, is doing a live lesson for all the members tomorrow, just to give you guys a heads up. Well, actually, today, this is Wednesday. I filmed this a little bit earlier, but those are really, really awesome. So I think that's it. I think we can jump in. Again, get a pencil and paper ready. These are 6 amazing, amazing tips. I'd highly recommend you write them down. Just make a list for yourself, the 6 tips. And again, if you do want more insight and information into that free masterclass, go to jazzpianoschool.com/system. It's for all levels, and especially beginners, intermediate players. I'd highly recommend you check that out. Okay? With that being said, let's dive right in. Here we go. All right, so here we go. I have Autumn Leaves pulled up. Number one, okay, tip number one is when you're playing melodies as a beginner or any time in your career, you want to try and place the melody on your pinky. Now, I know this is hard to do when the melody is moving. In this case, this is Autumn Leaves. But anytime you have a melody, try to place that melody in your pinky. This is going to allow you to harmonize underneath the melody. Okay, a lot of times in tunes, people will cross under, they might go and move up to their third finger. In this case, it does fit your hand pretty well, but in other tunes, you might cross under or use a different finger, but for the most part, you always want to have your pinky on top when the melody sits or falls onto some sort of whole note. This is going to allow you to harmonize underneath the chord. So many times I see students cross under or jump up to the third finger, and then they don't have any fingers to harmonize under the melody. And as you'll see in the upcoming steps, this is going to be very, very important. So tip number one, whenever the melody stops moving, obviously when the melody is moving, you're going to use fingers like 1, 2, 3, you're going to cross under. But when you land on that point where the melody stops, it's the end of the phrase, right? And again, maybe in the later in the tune. For example, here. I'm going to try and place my pinky on this D instead of going 3. Right? I don't want to place a 3 here because I can't really harmonize under my third finger. Right? So always try and get your pinky on top. That's going to be tip number 1. Someone wrote me the other day, a student, they said this was just a really big epiphany that they had, and once they started using this, their playing completely changed. Number 2 is we're going to harmonize. We want to harmonize the chords on the downbeats or anytime you really see a chord. And again, so many times I see students play, they might just play a bass note and a melody note and maybe go to another bass note. You always want to get the harmonies in on the chords, on the downbeats, particularly on beat 1 when those chords are falling, or on beat 3 when the chords are happening as well. So I'm going to harmonize every time I see a chord, even on that F7 when there's no melody note there because it's tied over. I want to harmonize, you know, and pick a harmony that I can harmonize and bring out the character of that chord. So always focus on harmonizing when you see chords. And again, when the melody does line up with the chord, don't just play a single melody note. We really want to fill that space up. I'm going to show you how to do it in a second. I'm just giving you some examples now, right? And again, on the E flat major 7, I'm going to harmonize there even though there's no melody note. So every time you see a chord, you really want to take the melody note and harmonize, okay? That's tip number 2. Just don't ever forget to do that because it'll sound really thin. So the next question you may have, tip number 3, is how do we harmonize? How do we harmonize? My best tip to you right now is stop playing root position chords in your left hand. Okay, this is a great way to start playing jazz. Right, my root position chord, root position chord, root position chord. This is not going to give you a pro jazz sound that you want. So this is a great way to start, but the sooner you can move off of this into this new thing I'm about to teach you, the better your sound is going to be, the more progress you're going to make in a shorter amount of time. So the first way you want to start to harmonize is with shells. I did a podcast on this a couple weeks ago, but you're going to take the shells of the chord, place them underneath the melody. Okay, 3-7, I have the 3 and 7 of the C minor 7. I have the melody up top. When there is no melody note on the chord, again, I'm harmonizing on the chord, I'm just going to play shells with the bass note by itself. Then I'm going to play melody, shells, see, shells, 3 and 7, melody. That's the first step to harmonization of the melody. Now the second step, which is more intermediate and advanced, is you can spread your hands out and create a two-hand voicing by splitting the shells. So instead of doing this, right, or excuse me, this, I'm going to have my thumb take this third here, and I'm going to place a shell in my seventh. Now, what this does is actually frees up a lot of my fingers here to add some more harmonizations like extensions, right, or chord tones, just a thicker sound, right? So now when my thumb is helping out with one of the shells, it actually frees up my right-hand fingers to play more colors, add some more chord tones, do whatever it wants, really, right? And just create a thick, lusher harmonization, which we now know is tip number 2, to help out the sound. But the only way I can get to this thick harmonization if my left hand helps out with one of the shells by playing root in 7, maybe root in 3, or root in 10 in some instances, maybe like in this F7, right? If you can reach that, or you can kind of pedal that as well, which a lot of students ask about, okay? So again, start by harmonizing with your shells underneath in your right hand. If you want to do a more intermediate or advanced spread, take your left hand, have it play one of the shells, and your right hand will play another shell, and then to harmonize, pick chord tones or extensions, depending upon how advanced you are, to fill in the rest of the notes between the melody and that other shell right here. So I could pick the 5, the 7, the root, I could throw in the 11 there, I could play the 13, right? That's a beautiful chord right there. It's completely up to you, okay? Number 4, leave the melody to have your right hand help out with comping. Now, Autumn Leaves is such a great example because we have a whole note here. Now, if I was playing a trumpet, I would need to continuously breathe air through my horn to play the duration of this melody note. The piano is a percussive instrument, right? We're not using air to make the note ring. It's mechanical. So the string is vibrating, right? So you don't have to hold your finger here down. You can actually just play the melody note. Once it's heard, use your right hand to jump down to the low end of the piano to actually comp for yourself. You hear how amazing that sounds? Like, I'm playing the melody like a horn player, but I'm also serving the role as a pianist. So I'm jumping my hand down and comping for myself. I'm comping for my right hand. So many students will do this. They'll just hold their hand here and then they'll switch. You don't have to hold all the whole notes. Please don't. Please let go of your hand. And once that melody note is heard, that's all that the ear needs to hear the melody. Have your right hand lift, jump, and comp in the space to get some more rich low end areas of the piano. This will instantly make your playing sound so much better, okay? That's gonna be tip number four. Tip number five is, I see this all the time, you have to include low end bass notes. So many beginner players will stay up here in this high end of the piano, again, playing root position chords, or even harmonizing like I taught them. But they'll be all the way up here. This is too thin. To get a thick, rich, lush solo piano sound that's going to really enhance our playing, we need some low-end bass notes. Now, the way we can do this is a couple different ways. We can play the bass note and jump up to our shells in our left hand or some sort of spread, right? Like this or something. And then we can play the bass note again and jump up to like a chord. Sorry. Right? Or you can do what I just showed you, is have your right hand jump down to the bottom end of the piano and your left hand can play some low end bass notes down there. Low end bass note. This is actually, right, kind of off the MIDI here. Let me slide this over just a little bit more here, just so you guys can see this. Cool. Right, so there's that low end C there. And then I'm gonna jump my hand down so you get a rich low end texture on the piano. You have to get these low end bass notes in your playing in order for you to sound like a pro jazz pianist, in order for your playing to sound better. Otherwise, it's way too thin. When you stay up here around this C, this is middle C here, this is an octave below middle C. If so many students will stay from this C and up, they'll never touch the lowest end of the piano. Really try to force yourself to get some low end, rich, lush sounds. Like, listen to the sounds here. These are great low end sounds. You have to get those low end bass notes in for your playing to sound great. So again, hit the bass note, jump up to a chord, bass note, chord, bass note. This is okay for a bass note here. It's all right, it's not that low, but that's okay. Sometimes you can use those higher bass notes. Bass note, right? You can harmonize on the melody too. Or this. Right, so anytime you have those low end bass notes, your playing is gonna sound better. And tip number six is to make your playing swing. Make your playing swing. And so many students struggle with this because the melody won't always do it for you. And this is the best example as well, because the melody is all quarter notes and half notes. There's no eighth notes right now. So how do we make this swing? Like, if we're playing this, how do we make it swing? Because if I were to go play this as a beginner, most students would do this, right? They're gonna go 2, 3, 4, 1. 1, 2, 4, 1. Right? So again, slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. That's not swinging, right? So how do we make this swing when the melody's quarter notes? We can really only add swing when the melody's eighth notes. That helps things swing a little bit more when the melody is moving in eighth notes, because we can swing eighth notes. We can't really swing quarter notes or whole notes or half notes, right? Because they're right on the downbeats. Swing is created through the upbeats, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? We have to do this through our comping, And all the other steps and tips I've given you before has led to this point. okay? And if you don't do them, then this won't be possible, right? So all these tips work together to enhance your playing in such a great way. So now, because I have my pinky up here on the top of the melody, because I've learned to use some low end bass notes, because I know I can move my hand here, what I'm gonna do is comp in the space, and I'm gonna comp up beats to create a feeling of swing. Now I can do this one of two ways, a couple more ways I won't get into, but here we go. One and two and three. So because I'm hitting an upbeat, one and two and three, or I could do two upbeats, I could go two, three, four, one and two and three and four and one. Because I'm playing those upbeats now in the space of the melody with my comping, I'm just playing shells right now, it's creating a feeling of swing because of my comping in the space for myself, right? This is such a huge solo piano tip that most people really never get the hang of as a jazz pianist. And to encapsulate the swing and make it come alive, this has to happen. Now, that's the first way I can do it, because my pinky's on the melody. I can use all my fingers in the middle here to comp for myself. I can use full chords, right? Right? Because I'm using the middle of my hands and my fingers, I'm able to hit some upbeats to get the swing feeling. Number two, you can jump your hand down like I've shown you before, which was actually tip number, four, right? Leave the melody note. You don't have to hold it, and use upbeats down here in the low end register to get some feeling of swing, right? So I went two, three, four, one, two, and three, and four, and I actually did three upbeats, right? And two, and three, and four, and. Or is that what I did? Yeah, one, two, three, four, one, two, and three, and four, and. Right? So you can feel the swing when I'm comping now on the upbeats. As far as voicings here, I'm just using rootless voicings. Rootless voicing, and I have a bass note in my left hand utilizing that low end, rich, lush area of the piano to create the swing feel and get some low end texture in the piano to make my playing sound that much better. Right, so one and two, and I actually changed the melody bit a little bit too. I could go one, two, three, and four, and. One, two, three, and four, and. One, two, three, and four, and. Right, see how I'm comping on the upbeats of three and the upbeat of four? You don't have to do that with fancy stuff like that either. Fancy voicings, if you don't know your rootless voicings, just play your shells. One, two, three, and four, and. One, two, three, and four, and. Change the chord there, rather, right, to that E flat major. So you can use it this in a simple way and comp on the upbeats, but that's gonna deliver the feeling of swing. So your tune, when you're playing in a solo piano style, it doesn't sound like a boring, just like a downbeat song. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. That sounds like a march. It's not jazz, right? Because you have no upbeats. You have no feeling of swing in there. When you're playing melodies, you're playing through tunes, and there's no upbeats, okay? So that's it, okay? If you apply these steps, you're drastically going to enhance and go from beginner to intermediate in like, you know, instantly. You got to work on these steps, put them into your playing, and I guarantee you, your playing will catapult right into the stratosphere immediately. Okay, you'll already be an intermediate to an advanced player, right? You just gotta learn a couple more voicings. So number one, pinky on top. When the melody is moving, obviously you can cross under, but when you land on that pivotal point where the phrase ends, try to get your pinky on top as much as possible to harmonize underneath. That leads us to number two, is harmonize underneath. When you get to chords, make sure you harmonize the chords underneath the melody every time. Don't leave those with just the melody and a bass note or just a melody or who knows, right? So many students fail to do this. Number three, for harmonization, don't just use root position chords. Try to get away from that. Try to use shells underneath the melody or split your shells
between both hands. My thumb is helping out here in my left hand. My thumb is helping out here in my right hand. That's a beginner way to do it. And then if you're more intermediate to advanced, add other notes in your right hand. Pick chord tones and extensions to fill in to harmonize the melody when the chord is lined up with that, okay? So mainly on beats one, when the chord changes, or beat three, when you might have another chord there as well. Tip number four, leave your right hand and move it down to the bottom to comp for yourself. You don't have to hold the melody up here. Right? Make sure you move your hand around the piano. It doesn't need to be locked into holding the melody when you see whole notes and half notes in a melody on a tune. Okay? You don't have to hold it. Tip number five, include bottom end bass notes. You need to get this low end area of the piano in your solo piano performance. Otherwise, this is going to sound way too thin. It sounds like a beginner if you stay up here. You will sound like a beginner if you stay in this area of the piano. When you get your left hand moving down lower on the piano, right, to include some low-end bass notes, even if you do this, shells and melody with a low-end bass note, that will sound 20 times better than doing this. Right? This is way too thin. Do this. Low-end C. Low end F with shells. I'm just using shells here. This is still a beginner harmonization, but the only difference is I'm shifting my left hand all the way down to the low end of the piano, okay? And number six, comp in the space and utilize upbeats to create the feeling of swing in your tunes. So when you see whole notes, when you see half notes, when you see space, utilize the space, play and comp upbeats. That was an exaggeration of a lot of upbeats, right? You don't have to do that many. You could just do one and a downbeat. One and two and three. So I used an upbeat and then a downbeat. You just need one. You really only need one upbeat to encapsulate that feeling of swing. And if you get two in there, cool, that's great. Play around with what you like. It doesn't matter. But get the upbeats in your comping. Right? You need some upbeats to make the swing feel happen. Otherwise, your playing is not going to have that swing feel, okay? Again, work on these six steps when you start to integrate these into your playing. As a beginner, even an intermediate player, you may not be doing some of these. I promise you, your playing will drastically and instantly sound so much better, and it'll lead to other amazing things that you can start to integrate into your playing and become an advanced and even pro player, okay? Thanks so much for watching. I'll talk to you later.